fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the second day of November, year of our Lord, 2018. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, breaking news. It may not make national news, but it's very important. United States Congressman Robert Beto O'Rourke, running for United States Senate in Texas. The Project Veritas has penetrated the highest levels of his campaign and has recordings of people up to and including his campaign manager freely admitting that they're using campaign funds illegally to help Honduran illegal aliens. How about that? I hope the Department of Justice gets on top of this, and I hope everybody in Texas understands what's going on, and that on Tuesday, November the 6th, that will be the end of Congressman O'Rourke, hopefully forever, as far as being in any position of trust and responsibility, and that the Department of Justice does, in fact, commence prosecution of his campaign workers and Mr. O'Rourke for making use of campaign funds to help illegal Honduran aliens get to the United States. Proper tip of the day. I want to encourage everybody, and we'll talk about this more, to get a scanner, especially if you live on the border of Texas and Mexico, any of the border states on Mexico, not only Texas, but Arizona, New Mexico, and California, to get a scanner that will intercept all first responder radio traffic, military traffic, and air traffic. Yes, some of it will be encrypted, but not all of it. And I think, given what's coming at us right now, getting a scanner that can accomplish those goals would be a good thing. This is Friday morning, first hour. We have Mr. Tom Berryhill, an accomplished ham radio operator, radio frequency engineer, and we're going to talk about emergency survival communications. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. How are you today?
Really good. Well, sir, I've been in contact with my special forces buddies, military veterans. There seems to be a consensus, no adverse thoughts, that what's coming at us from Mexico is in fact part of a much larger operation involving not only illegal aliens from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Syria, Afghanistan, Somalia, and so forth, but a larger operation that will involve the lower 48 with terrorists, criminals, Soros-funded groups embedded all over the lower 48 that will take action when they're given the signal. So I think, Tom, we need to be talking this morning about people all over the lower 48 and how they can prepare themselves, especially when it comes to communications, to deal with what might be soon to happen, widespread civil disorder. What do you think, sir?
Well, I agree 100%, John. Of course, a scanner will be very important for this type of activity, to listen to the local authorities. If you can, get a scanner that has P25 and other digital modes. That's very important, as most of the law enforcement agencies have moved over to digital, and most of them are on P25 digital. So that's a very important mode of transmission to be able to intercept. So anybody buying a scanner, make sure you get P25.
As P as in Papa, Papa 25?
That's correct.
Right, right. Well, don't give up. Now, just because a lot of law enforcement has gone to encryption, first of all, not all law enforcement has gone to encryption, especially the outlying areas. Plus, fire departments rarely go to encryption. Paramedics almost never go to encryption. If there's anything serious going on, all first responders will be involved, not just law enforcement, but also fire departments, paramedics, city workers, county highway workers, state highway workers. At some point, all these will become what amounts to first responders to deal with a crisis, won't they, Tom?
Yes, that's correct. And you're right about the fire departments, John. They usually will not use, in fact, I've never heard of one instance where they use encryption. But what I'm saying is the P25 is the actual transmission mode. It doesn't have to be encrypted. P25, since it's digital, is very easy.
Good, good. And ladies and gentlemen, if Tom fades out and we lose him, he's doing a mobile broadcast today from using a cellular telephone, and we may be some weak spots, but we will deal with it. Go ahead, Tom. Okay, Tom dropped off. Well, we talked earlier this morning knowing that this could happen, and when he gets back to a strong signal, he'll call back in. This is serious stuff. Now, I was just looking this morning. There's now not one, not two, not three, but four, quote-unquote, caravans coming at us from the south. Now, these are not spontaneous groups of poor people in Central America who woke up one morning, happened to find out who each other was, and decided to strap on their boots. And some, mostly they don't wear boots, they're Nikes, slip on a backpack with some food and water and start walking towards America, towards the United States. No, hardly. That is not what happened. And Tom, are you back, sir?
Yes, I am, John, and I have to apologize to your audience. I'm traveling at the moment and in a bad area. Should be a lot better in about 5 or 6 minutes, and okay, We'll be closer to the interstate.
Okay, well, I gave everybody a heads up. So I was just telling everybody while you were off air, Tom, I was reading this morning, there's four caravans of illegal aliens headed towards the United States. And at my special forces buddies that I served with in the military, we've been in touch with each other. I'm going to reach out to a couple more today. There's a consensus among us that this is not a standalone situation, that the caravans moving north are part of a much larger operation funded by George Soros and others to cause a nationwide civil disorder. I don't necessarily think anything's going to happen before Tuesday, the 6th of November, but it's coming our way. And with four caravans, and if there's four, why couldn't there be 10 or 12? Why not? There seems to be unlimited funding for this. The Mexican government apparently is unable to stop these people, although I'm not sure how diligent the effort was to stop them. That's a separate issue. But not only on the American border with Texas, but we need to have people prepared in every town and every village in this country, don't we, sir?
Yes, sir, John, that's correct. And who knows, if there's just a handful of caravans now, this could just be them testing the waters to see what the response is. And then if it's not that great, they could open the floodgates and send quite a few more. So we do have to be prepared. And, of course, emergency communications is very important. And the ability to listen to law enforcement with a well-equipped scanner would be very, very important, especially for anybody close to the border and in the area where they're coming through.
Well, given the funding that there is, which seems to be considerable, why could not they use ships to pick people up from Central America and start dropping them off in remote areas of the Gulf Coast? Now, some of those areas of the Gulf Coast look like no white man has ever been there, and they're very remote, extremely remote. And there's small towns with docking facilities that could be used. There's all kinds of ways to have ships offload thousands of illegal aliens, which would, of course, include MS-13 gang members, terrorists from the Middle East, criminals who've been tried and convicted of various crimes, including violent crimes. I don't see any reason at all why they couldn't use ships, do you?
No, John, and that would be a perfect way to get in, like you say, in a remote area. Just pull up as close as possible, use some landing craft, and just move them in significant numbers. It would be
right.
It would be quite an invasion, wouldn't it?
Right. Well, offloading people is a lot simpler than offloading cargo, because people can get up and walk. Pallets of cargo cannot. So we all grew up watching, at least us baby boomers, watching the Marines climb down cargo nets to get on landing craft. Well, people can move. So if the cargo ships can get fairly close to where it's safe and they won't get run aground, they can use these inflatable boats to offload people in a remote area. They can have vans and trucks waiting to pick them up, and off they go, off into wherever they want to go, Chicago, St. Louis, Memphis, Kansas City, wherever they want to go. They would be, once they get to the interstate highway system, they can go anywhere in the lower 48, can't they, Tom?
Yes, that's right, John, and I would think that I-35 coming up through Texas, all the way up through Kansas City and all that, that would be quite a corridor for them to move through, and most likely would be quite a few of those people moving up that way. So I think it's important, not only with the scanner, since we're talking about communications, anybody that's a ham operator, of course, would have equipment to communicate on a local basis, to compare notes, give out alerts, and so on. But anybody that's not a ham operator could easily get the FRS, or better yet, the GMRS radios, higher power HT, so that they could talk throughout their neighborhood in case they're right in the midst of this whole thing, and keep each other up to date and informed. So it's real important to have some of that equipment right now.
It is. Right now, on the second day of November, you can point, click, click to your favorite place to buy radio equipment, pay for it with a credit card. UPS, FedEx, and Postal Service will drop it off at your door about 2 to 3 days later. Everything's working normally. And that may be a complete illusion. We all saw that early morning, the 11th day of September 2001, didn't we, Tom?
Yes, we did, John. And you have to be prepared in advance. You can't wait till the incident happens. You have to have the equipment set up in advance, use it, test it, work with it, be familiar with it. Very important.
It is. It's not optional. So now is the time. It's better to be a year too early than 10 minutes too late. Once it hits, it hits. There were by noon on the 11th day of September 2001, you weren't going to be having any deliveries the next day or the day after by UPS or FedEx. Everything was shut down nationwide. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm going to say it could happen. And one of the things that we, those of us who are aware of what's going on, we live our lives, our normal day-to-day lives, having our chosen career, social interaction, hobbies, and so forth, while at the same time preparing for what could happen, don't we, Tom?
Yes, sir, we do, John. And, well, everything seems to be normal right now, but that could change in an instant, especially there at the border. So these people have to be prepared. And, again, I'll recommend for anybody that's not a ham operator to look into GMRS radios. These can be higher power units. I believe the maximum is 50 watts, so they could have base stations and HTs if they wanted to and operate those on a simplex mode. They can set up repeaters if they would like. And that would give them some pretty good coverage through their local area throughout a, in some cases,
now,
if you have a high enough antenna.
Now, I'm going to get some real advice that really will work to all you folks on those border counties and maybe the next county over, which would be hundreds of counties. There's 3,300 counties in the United States. Most counties these days will have somebody appointed in the following position. That would be Director of Emergency Preparedness. It may be a standalone office like it is in my county, Crawford County, which is a volunteer appointed position by the county government, or it could be the county sheriff or some similar. Regardless, somebody's going to have that designation. Find out who that person is. Make an appointment to meet that person and talk to them and advocate the following, and bring some documentation with you. Advocate that the county, spend about $400. That's what it's going to take total, $400, to purchase an FM transmitter. And these can be bought off eBay. The complete package, there's pretty complete packages sold on eBay with a transmitter, power supply, antenna, coax. All you need to buy is a microphone, and you got everything you need. That way, the person in charge of emergency communication, emergency response in that county, county sheriff, the county government, even school supervisors and so forth, could talk to the entire population of the county at once on an FM frequency that can be picked up on everybody's automobile radio, car radio, home stereo, portable AM/FM radios, and give out critical life-saving information to the entire county using radio equipment that already exists. For pretty much, there's very few families or single people anywhere in the United States that don't have access to some kind of FM radio. Right, Tom?
Yes, that's correct, John, and that's really a good idea to set up something like that. They could cover their entire town, small city, and get that information out. And I know that you, for your area, didn't you put out like a business card or some sort of a flyer that had the channel and the information?
Right,
really helps.
Right, we did.
And maybe even a refrigerator magnet they could just stick on their refrigerator with that information that they could look at and turn that radio on.
Well, we have two of these transmitters set up, one for Viburnum, Missouri, and the other for Osage Township. They're only 25 watts, but 25 watts will cover 100 square miles, easily 100 square miles. Now, that's 5 miles to the four compass points, 5 miles north, south, east, and west. That's 100 square miles. When you got a box 10 miles by 10 miles, that's 100 square miles, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, it is.
Of course it is.
And that's
third grade mathematics. So, one of these inexpensive, when I say inexpensive, less than $300 FM transmitters, complete package except for the microphone. Get that antenna as high as you can get it, and you can cover 100 square miles. So this is your heads up, ladies and gentlemen, especially if you're living in a county bordering the Mexican border in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California, or the next county over. I think both those two count, those two sets of counties, the bordering county and the next county, are the ones at greatest risk, don't you, sir?
I agree, John. That's very true. And, of course, when you set this equipment up, you don't just plug it in. You do testing with it occasionally.
Well,
and then and let people know the days you're testing so that they can see if they're picking it up good in their location. Of course, the best way to intercept that signal would be from a car radio. That would be the most sensitive in the event you can't hear it inside your home. Go out to the car and see if you can pick it up. That way, there is an emergency, if there is an emergency and you're not getting the signal, just go out to the car to get the information, and you do what you have to do in those situations.
Absolutely. Well, what you'll be doing in normal times is a violation of the law, literally, FCC rules. You can't do that in normal times. Here's how you do it. You sit near your chosen transmission spot. It may be near City Hall or near the police department, the sheriff's department, the county seat, county courthouse, someplace like that, with a good quality automobile or pickup truck AM/FM radio, and you want to concentrate towards the left end, the lower numbers on the FM dial, and you find a blank spot where two or three to the left and to the right, you've got, I think I hear music. Okay, I do hear music. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or...
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
Right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the second day of November. Got a question or comment about what we're talking about? Give us a call at 800-313-9443. Tom is back in a dead zone again. He'll call back in as soon as he can. It's difficult to talk about some of these things. My regular listeners, I tend to be pretty level-headed and not be given to flights of fancy on one hand. On the other, the men I talk to, these are mature men, combat veterans, they've, as the old saying goes, they've seen the elephant. men who've been in combat don't look at the world the way other people do. They don't. And of course not. That's expected. And that's who I'm talking to, are combat veterans of U.S. military. And I'm getting feedback from them. I'm relaying that feedback to all of you. And I think it would be wise to pay heed. Tom, it looks like you're back with us, sir.
Yes, John, another bad signal area, but we're on the interstate now, so everything should be good for the rest of the show.
It should be. No sweat, GI. Well, Tom, it's a fine line between giving people warnings and screaming the sky is falling, isn't it, sir?
Yes, that's very true.
It is.
That's a fine line.
That's the line that I walk. And it's I've been doing it so long, it's second nature to me. Most people have at least a small level of preparedness. And an example I use is they have a properly inflated spare tire in the back of their vehicle ready for use. Now that's a certain level of preparedness, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, it is. And you know, one thing about spare tires, those little donut things they put in a lot of cars. I'm glad a car I have now does have a full-size spare. You know, it's the only way to go.
It is. Yeah, those little donuts are good to get you to the first stop where you can get the real tire repaired. But I've seen cars that have obviously been driving around on them for an unknown period of time. It's very dangerous for a number of reasons that we won't go into. So a certain level of preparedness is not a foreign concept to everybody, but above and beyond that, majority of Americans don't want to hear about it, do they, Tom?
No, they don't. Nobody pays attention until it's too late. So again, we're talking about communications. Get that equipment today. You know, John, these GMRS type HTs and small base stations are very inexpensive, and it's incredibly easy to set those things up to cover your local area. So, of course, if you're a ham operator or going to become a ham operator soon, you could also buy 2-meter or 450 megahertz ham units and get those set up. They would serve the same purpose. The GMRS equipment would allow you to put anybody on that frequency, so anybody in the neighborhood could have a portable HT or a base station at their house, and everybody would be able to stay in touch, kind of like a neighborhood watch system, and you could set that up yourself for your local area. I think it's going to be very important down there at the border here in the coming days.
It will be. Hopefully, I mean, along that border is more than 1,000 miles long. It's a very long border. Most of that border will remain peaceful with jackrabbits and coyotes, as in four-legged coyotes, and rattlesnakes and cactus and all the things that are normally going on down there being uninterrupted on one hand. On the other, there's going to be incidents in some parts of that border. That's a given. That will happen. Obviously, the southernmost point of Texas is at greatest risk, but the entire border is at some risk. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the second day of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. New and improved website, very colorful, very nicely laid out, easy to navigate, and more to come. What we've got is fantastic. What's coming will improve it. So you need to check out my new improved website. It's about, I think we're starting our fourth week today, if I'm not mistaken. So check out the website at thelibertyman.com. Now let's scroll down here and see what we've got. One of my private correspondents, he has a terrible responsibility. That responsibility is to certify the airworthiness of commercial airliners in Germany. Now that's about as serious as it gets for any human being, to put your signature on a piece of paper saying this commercial airliner is fit for duty. That's what he does for a living. So the first article we come to is an article about what's soon to happen in the Far East with volcanic ash shutting down commercial aviation. Now, if that happens, and there's a strong possibility it will, that will affect commerce worldwide. Of course it will. So it's a very important article. And, of course, there's many other important articles there. I tend to be, and people that know me personally know, I tend to be a pretty serious guy. Wouldn't you say that, Tom?
All the time. I mean, you're like that even when we meet at the restaurant.
I am. I do have a dry sense of humor, but I am a pretty serious guy.
Well,
so
I've had you laughing several times, but for the most part, yeah, strictly business and right on topic every time.
Yeah. So interesting, well done articles by qualified people at my website. You need to check out. Of course, also at my website, which is now easier to navigate. Across the top there, you'll see where these different links that you can click onto, internal links, my biography, my YouTube links, that's back up as of last night, RBN Archives, Brighteon Archives, events, free lessons, favorite links, contact, and last but not least, shop. Well, you click on that, that's where you find the energy cleaner, a marvelous healing device. Now, we had a caller yesterday tell us about his wrist being healed with the energy cleaner, the pain being mitigated. And that's one of the main things we focus on is pain mitigation with the energy cleaner. It works. It really does work. I use mine every night. I'm pretty active around the ranch, up and down ladders, riding my 750-pound motorcycle. That's an athletic event. Doing carpenter work, plumbing work, electrical work, roofing work. We're replacing a small roof here pretty soon. And I go to bed with minor aches and pains. I wake up pain-free because I use my energy cleaner every night. Yes, I do. And you can also. $285 shipping included. Now you're thinking, okay, what's more talking about here, this black plastic box? Will it work for me? I know you're thinking that. Of course you're thinking that. Well, here's some peace of mind for you. I offer from me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee, something that your doctor, your dentist, any healthcare professional is highly unlikely to offer, a 90-day money-back guarantee. So check it out. Check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with it, and you're going to go ahead and place your order at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Send me a check or money order. My address is there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We are talking about emergency survival communications with Tom Berryhill. If you've got a question or comment, please give us a call at 800-313-9443. Well, Tom, we're making use of CB radio, which is in the ham radio community. We call it 11 meters. Which is very close to 10 meters, obviously, 8, 9, 10, 11. So good quality CB radios with professional quality antennas, good quality coax, used within the parameters meant to be used with, can be very effective also, can't they?
Yes, they can, John, and a CB radio is very inexpensive. Can be purchased almost anywhere online. Go to a truck stop, you can buy one. They're easy to set up, very easy to use. You just switch to the channel you want, push the button on the microphone and talk, let go to listen. Very simple
right.
to operate.
Right.
And that'd be a good thing to have. Yeah, John, when you did your test a few weeks ago, what kind of range did you get with that system?
Well, it was an initial test, and we're going to be doing some more. Now, before I mention the results of the test, my neighborhood in Osage Township is a radio frequency engineering nightmare, where within a half a mile, you can go from 1,000 feet to 650 feet and back to 1,000 feet in a straight line, or 1,200 feet. It's just and the highest quality $5,000 Motorola radios with very good high antennas, even they don't work down there. So with that in mind, I was able to communicate with at the extreme end of Osage Township which line of sight is about, I'm going to say, 6 to 7 miles over the road, about 14 miles, because you can't drive, well, obviously you can't drive in a straight line from point A to point B, hardly any place. But we were pleased with the initial results. Now, nearby the transmission point, we had at the edge of a 400-acre ranch. We had good reception with an HT using the rubber ducky antenna. We're going to upgrade the rubber ducky antenna on the HT to a mobile antenna on the side-by-side recreational vehicle that was being used to get better reception there, more dependable reception. So the initial testing was acceptable, and we know what some of the issues are, and we know how to address those issues.
Well, that's great, John. Was the signal quality, signal strength adequate for your needs?
Around the ranch it was, but for the most part, I would say 90% of the time. At the extreme edge of Osage Township, we were real iffy. In fact, and I was running a base station antenna, which is the highest quality that there is, with a good quality coax at a good high spot. On the other end, the receiver, the other guy, was kind of down in a hole. Now, he had good quality equipment, a good antenna, but he was down in a hole. But we think we know how to overcome that, and we'll be working to do that.
Yeah, it's you know, John, your location is that's an extreme. I mean, you really are in the Ozark Mountains, and the hills and valleys there are just as you described. So that's difficult for even the sheriff's department. I know in my county, it's not real wide, but it's very long, and they have two repeater systems, one on the north end and one on the south end, because of that very same problem. The distance is one, but the hills and valleys are incredibly difficult to fill in with that signal. Many times the police will end up using cell phones because their repeater just won't cover in those valleys.
Right. Well, cell phones are pretty much dead in much of our township as well. All the locals, including myself, we know there are certain spots, and typically they're only maybe 100 by 100 feet, where if you stand in just the right spot, you can get reception.
Yeah,
if you get away,
right, yeah.
And if you get away from that spot, it just goes back to zero. But once you know the parameters and know how to deal with it, you're okay. Now, Americans tend to be cheap when it comes to buying things, and I appreciate that. You know, why spend more money than you need to? But when it comes to these CB radios, base stations, and mobile units, not the handhelds, but the base stations and mobile units, spend a little bit more money and get a single sideband. That will give you dramatically increased performance, won't it, Tom?
Yes, it will. And you have to keep in mind that a technical term, it's called signal-to-noise ratio. The single sideband transmissions will be able to be received with better clarity, even with noisy background. You know, the noise in the background isn't that big of a deal. It's a lot worse for AM, but single sideband really punches through. Plus, it'll be a higher power level as well. So you basically have twice the power on that radio. If it's a 5-watt CB, you could have like a 10 or 12-watt single sideband radio and take advantage of the better signal to noise ratio. It's really the way to go, and they don't cost that much more.
No, they don't really. They don't, and they've been around forever. It's really a good way to go to get high quality communications equipment at a fairly low price. But don't go cheap on the antenna either, right, Tom?
No, the antenna is very important. And John, I'll mention something else. I know that you have that tower up on the hill behind your home. And what a lot of people will do is, and Motorola and General Electric, all those types of systems that are set up for commercial use and law enforcement, they will many times have what's called a remote base. They'll just have the control unit in the headquarters building, and they'll have the transmitter receiver at a tower site in an outdoor cabinet, sometimes in a small building, just like you see at cell phone sites. But they'll have that equipment, it could just be in a metal enclosure hanging on the side of the tower. And there's a wire line that goes back to the headquarters building, or sometimes even a telephone line that connects those two, and that's how they get the transmission data, you know, that whether it be digital or their microphone signal. It's remote, and it works really good. That way you don't have to have such a long transmission line. The equipment is remote controlled.
Yeah, I do need to engineer that for my place, and I need to talk to you privately. I don't need to be using up airtime to work out the engineering details, but that is something that is becoming, given the situation going on right now with this potential invasion and civil disorder, it's climbed back up to the top of the priority list to get our communications squared away. We've got everything we need, I believe, to do this. We just need to put the pieces together in the proper order so that we can accomplish that goal. But that aside, I want to continue urging people to, Please get a scanner that will intercept all your first responders, police, sheriff's department, fire department, paramedics, city workers, city road workers, county road workers, state road workers, so that you can know what's going on. Now, I've been in extreme crisis, and one of the more extreme ones, of course, with the Tet Offensive of 1968, and it's human nature. That if you don't know what's going on, your brain will go to a worst-case scenario instantly. And that's just human nature, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, it is. It really is, John. And I'd like to mention again, as we talk so much about ham operations, that anybody that is a ham should have their HF equipment set up. You will want regional coverage with something like this that's happening on the border. It would be very important to be able to talk over a wide area, and that would be HF single sideband, and also you could do this with digital modes such as FT8, which will allow you to connect a laptop or any other PC or even a tablet into your ham equipment and communicate via digital. Also, you might consider 6-meter single sideband. That will cover a pretty good wide range, and that would be great for local coverage as well as regional. It's very important to consider that if you are a ham operator and you're a technician class, you might want to upgrade to general or extra and put that HF equipment to use. Under these circumstances, that's one of the best ways to communicate.
It is. It is. Now, you may be sitting there listening to Tom and I talking, and you're thinking, what in the world are these two guys talking about? They may as well be talking Greek or Latin. I don't have a clue what they're talking about. And this is where you need to get hooked up with a local ham radio club. And they will interpret the Greek and the Latin to you in plain English. And they'll be very patient. These typically are men and women in their 60s and 70s. They've been at this many decades. And they will take you baby steps to start from calling a handy-talkie, a walkie-talkie, instead of what they really are, the handy-talkie, to learning the nomenclature of this equipment, how it works, why it works, what you need, what you don't need, how to get good quality ham radio equipment at deep discounts, because one of the activities in these ham radio clubs all the time is men and women buying and selling back and forth high-quality equipment at great prices. Right, Tom?
Oh, they do it all the time. There's get-togethers called Hamfest, one last weekend, and then there's online auctions such as eBay, and sometimes you can even check out the classified sections on several websites that deal with ham radio. There's all kinds of equipment being
Well, and just the guys getting together sold. Once
yep.
a month. Just the guys getting together once a month. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, at the radio club. I mean, some of these guys will go to the next month's radio ham radio club meeting, and they'll drag along some equipment that they just want to dispose of. They don't need it anymore, and they'll just put the word out right there at the meeting, and you never know what you're going to find. So you have to attend those meetings.
And then you're part of a network. There may be an older ham radio guy, maybe a World War II vet that just passed on. Maybe he passed on 5 or 6 years ago. And because of the network that you're part of, you find out that this World War II vet who died 6 or 8 years ago, his widow wants to get rid of a whole room full of high-quality radio equipment and tools and accessories and all this stuff that this woman's never, ever going to use. But because you're part of that ham radio club and that network of men and women, you find out about it and have access to it, don't you, Tom?
That's exactly right. I just bought some equipment using that very method, John, and actually helped this lady out. She needed to get it out of the house, and, of course, I had use for some of it, and I found homes with other people, for the rest of the equipment. So it went to some good homes and getting some good use now, and I got some equipment I needed, and she got the money that she needed. She was real happy with that.
Right, right. And the same thing even outside the house. The deceased World War II veteran may have had a really nice radio tower that's in perfect condition as well. Here's a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy.
All right, we're back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about emergency survival communications. Right now, it's not necessary. That could change tomorrow. For some counties, I can't say which counties. Obviously, the county closest to Mexico, they're all close, but the county farther south there in Texas is at greatest risk. But there's some percentage risk for all these counties and the nearby counties over the next days, weeks, and months from alien invasion, literal alien invasion. You're at the most risk. I think that risk extends to all cities in the United States of any size, once any size of a quarter million or larger, is certainly at some level of risk. So things are normal right now, and that can possibly change soon, can't it, Tom?
Yes, sir, it can, John. And again, with ham equipment, you want to have 2 meter. That would probably be the best bet, for especially for a metropolitan area, a 2 meter equipment, which would be 144 to 148 megahertz, and you could operate repeaters with that. And there's a lot of simplex frequencies where you just talk point to point from car to car, base station to mobile unit or HT, and you can stay in touch and have your own neighborhood watch set up. A lot of hams are doing that. This would be very important with a situation like we're experiencing at the border. So that would be important if you want to cover regional areas. You want high frequency single sideband, and you would operate on the 75 meter band at night, during the day as well. But then most of the time during the day, those operations will take place on the 40 meter band, which is 7 megahertz, and a lot of activity right around 7.25 to 7.28, in those range, in that frequency range, you'd hear a lot of the networks that would be set up to handle that type of traffic. So if you are not a ham and you want to listen in on some of this, like the recent hurricane that we had, John, all of that communications for the most part was on single sideband. And if you have a shortwave receiver that will pick up single sideband transmissions, able to hear all that activity, it's very, very important. And then, of course, a scanner would pick up the 2 meter and the 450 megahertz traffic that would be on, and that's just regular analog FM. There are a lot of ham systems that are digital now, but you would hear most of it with just a regular scanner. Even an older scanner would work fine for that.
Absolutely. Tom, I know you're about to... We're about out of time here. I want to thank you for being with us. I don't want to be cut off by the music. And thank you, sir, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, John, thank you.
Okay.
Have a nice weekend.
Thank you. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Dr. Leonard Wilbert. It's going to be an interesting discussion. Stay tuned.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. you will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.